You seem to have a special place in your heart for Google. And there's a chapter in the book, The Church of Google. Not all bad, but you particularly zero in on Google's plan to put every book ever written in the history of mankind online. What's wrong with that?
Well, I have sort of a love-hate relationship with Google because, you know, in some ways it's a great company and its search engine has really revolutionized the way we use the web, and I've gotten a lot of benefits out of it. But I worry about Google. For one thing, there's a lot of hubris at Google, and they seem to think that they know how we should think and how we should get information, and they seem to reject any idea that is in conflict with theirs. And so they're in the midst now of this extremely big effort to digitize, to bring online every book ever written. And, you know, they've gotten into a lot of trouble with this because they went out and scanned into their databases a lot of books that were still under copyright. And so they're in all sorts of, you know, legal holdups now because publishers and authors took offense at that. But I do think that ultimately books are going to be scanned into databases and they will be out there. And you'll be able to search them and read them online. And on the one hand, there's a lot of benefits to that. You will be able to dig up information from books that used to be impossible to find. On the other hand, if you go to Google now and use Google Book Search, you find something very interesting. It will bring you to a page of text or what it calls a snippet of text, just a few lines. But then all around that are going to be links and advertisements and digital tools and kind of all the distractions that you see with any type of web page. And I think that gets across the way Google looks at information. It's kind of this database to be mined for little bitty chunks. So you get precisely the fact or the little snippet of information you want at every instant. But there's no kind of realization that a lot of the best ways to interact with information is to sit down and go through a long article or a long book without distractions. So it's a very kind of industrial law. I make the argument that, you know, in the book that Google has a kind of industrial perception of information, that it's this mining process and very utilitarian, and it loses that kind of contemplative or solitary thinking or attentive thinking that is another way, in a very important way, to take in information.
We cover a lot of conspiracy topics on this program. I don't know if you're a regular listener or not, but it gets into some crazy stuff here and there, and we're always looking for the dark cloud inside the silver lining. So there are a lot of folks who have suspicions about Google because of printed articles about associations with intelligence agencies, things that are blacked out or obscured on Google Earth, for that matter. Is that something that you ever worried about in connection with this company? About its connections to the government?
Yeah. You know, it certainly has connections to NASA and other agencies. I think my own sense is that Google isn't, you know, an evil company by any means. And that
darn it.
I think its heart is in the right place and it has good intentions. But as we all know, you know, good intentions can take you down the wrong road at times. So I don't, you know, I think I certainly worry about the kind of control that Google now wields over our intellectual lives and over how we find information. I haven't found any credible evidence that it's part of some great conspiracy.